Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, everybody. We thank God this morning for waking us up, for allowing us to see this new day, the day that our Lord has made, the day that no one else has ever been in this day. No one knows what today holds but our God. And we thank him. We are excited because we have him, the one who holds today, the one who holds yesterday, and he holds tomorrow. For our God does not change. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So we are so excited. Today is Friday the 18th of June 2021. We are right at the center of the month, or just past a little bit the center of the month, so it's almost over. But we are excited because we serve a mighty God. We serve a very, very good God. So we thank God for the provision of this platform right here at this hour of prayer, praise, and deliverance, this circle of friends. And we thank God because we have him who is a friend that sticks closer than a brother. So we thank God for this platform, this Blog Talk Radio, and we continue to pray and ask God that he keep on blessing this platform. We know it is another tool. It is a vessel that God uses to reach and touch people and touch souls and win souls for the kingdom. So we pray God to provide all the technical resources we need, and that all the technical equipment will continue working, and all the resources, the finances we need, if we need to upgrade, the bottom line is we do not want to take to let the enemy take advantage of this platform or the lack of anything. So all the resources, all the finances we need, we pray that they come, that enemy will not hold them hostage, but that those finances come, and if we need an upgrade, then we do so. All the wisdom needed, and for the leadership of this platform, Pastor Darlene Bandage, we pray for God to keep on giving her wisdom and opening doors for her, that we do not go backwards, but we go forward, because our God is a good God. He takes us forward. He does not take us backwards. So we are excited this morning. We're going to go ahead and go before the throne of the Lord as we lift up our eyes unto the hills. We lift them up unto the mountains, because that's where our help come from. Our help comes from the Lord, who is the maker of heaven and earth. He, our Father, will not suffer our foot to be moved. He will not let us slip and fall, not with our God. He that keeps us will not slumber. Yes, behold, he that keeps Israel, he neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is our keeper. The Lord is our shed. He puts his shed upon us, yes, upon our right hand. And the sun shall not smite us by day, nor the moon by night. For the Lord shall preserve us from all evil. Not just one, but all evil. He shall preserve our soul. Yes, the Lord shall preserve our going out, and he preserves our coming in. Yes, from this time forth, even forevermore, we thank you, Father God, this morning as we decree and declare Psalm 91, that he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Yes, we say you are our Lord, you are our refuge, you are our fortress, you are our God. Yes, and we trust you, Father, for some trust in chariots, some in horses, some trust their finances, some trust their jobs, their good jobs, the companies they work, some trust the neighborhoods they live or the family name they were born and raised in. But we, Father God, this morning remember the name of the Lord our God. We trust you, Father, for you are the air that we breathe. You are the life that we live. For in you, Lord, we live and move and have being. Without you, Father God, we can do nothing. So we trust you, Lord. We depend upon you, Father, for you are a God who hears prayer. Yes, not only do you hear, but you are a God who answers prayer. We thank you, Father God. We honor you, Lord, this morning. You are our Abba, Father. You are our Heavenly Father, our everlasting God, our everlasting Father. You are the Father to the fatherless. Yes, the defender of the widows. You are the one who sets us free in the mighty name of Jesus, the one who is able to do, yes, mighty things, greater things, Father, than those we can even imagine or think, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for you are the one who set those who are bound. You set them free, Father, in the name of Jesus. For if we are in you, Father, anyone in you, Father, yes, he is free and free indeed. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Jehovah Jireh. You, the Lord, our provider, the one who provided a sacrificial lamb, yes, for our father of faith, Abraham, when he was ready, yes, to offer his son as a sacrifice. And you provided the sacrificial lamb, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. So we thank you, Lord, because what you do for one, you do for the other. You are not a respecter of any person. We thank you, Father God, for you do not change. You are the same yesterday, today, and forever. We thank you, Jehovah Rapha. You are our Lord. Yes, the God, our healer, the one who heals all our diseases, the one who heals all diseases. There is no sickness or disease that you cannot heal. Yes, all physical sicknesses, emotional sicknesses, mental sicknesses, even relationship sickness or financial sicknesses, you heal, Father God, by your stripes, Lord Jesus. We are healed in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Jehovah Shammah. You are the Lord who is always present. You will never leave us nor forsake us, you say, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. You say, even if we pass through the waters of life want to sweep us away, you are there. You never leave us. Even if we pass through the rivers, and these rivers of life, they want to overflow us, but Father God, you are there to rescue us. In the mighty name of Jesus, even if we pass through the fires of life, they want to burn us out. But you are there, Lord. You are there. They will never, even the flames of the fires of life will not scorch us, because you are there. You are the God who never leave us nor forsake us, the Holy One of Israel, we thank you this morning. Yes, you are Jehovah Shalom. You are the Lord, our peace, the one who gives us peace. Yes, you say in your word, Father, peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. Not as the world gives. You do not give like the world gives. Because worldly peace is conditional. In the name of Jesus, we saw it, Father, at the national and international platform, when these politicians, international and national leaders gather together, yes, wanting to pursue peace, and they trick each other. Yes, they hide each other's secrets and things, but not with you, Father. You give peace, the true peace, all understanding, the peace that cannot be bought by money, the peace that you cannot smuggle yourself in, but you give us peace, Father. We thank you, Lord. Yes, even if we are in trouble, you say, let not your heart be troubled. Yes, and we are not even afraid, Father, because we know that you are with us, Lord, and we are not anxious. We are not anxious for nothing, Father. Yes, in the name of Jesus, but in everything, Father, by prayer and supplication, we give thanks to you, Lord. Yes, as we make our requests known to you, our God, the one who gives the peace that surpasses all understanding, the one who guards our hearts and minds, yes, through Jesus Christ our Lord. We thank you this morning. We lift up your banner, Jehovah Nissi, the Lord our banner. We lift you up this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus, we reverence you, Lord. You are the King of Kings. Yes, the Lord of Lords. You are our defense. You are our shield. We honor you, Lord, this morning. We bless your name, the true vine. Yes, we bless your name, the true light. You are the way, the truth, and the light. Yes, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God, for you were there from the beginning. You are the word, yes, the Rhema word, the life-giving word, Rhema. We honor you, Lord. You are our rock of refuge. Yes, all other sands are sinking sands, but you are our solid rock. We thank you, Good Shepherd, the one who laid down his life for his sheep. We honor you, Lord. We glorify your name this morning, for there is no any other God but you, the creator of heaven and earth. We thank you for this day. Yes, as we come, Father, we thank you for forgiving us of all our sins. Yes, anything and everything that is not pleasing to you that we have done, Father, whether by surrendering ourselves or by disobedience. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray, Father God, that you forgive us, whether we offended you by omission, Father, or by submission. We pray, Father God, for anything and everything that is not of you, that your Holy Spirit bring it to our remembrance, remind us, show us, so that we come to repentance and you forgive us, Father. Create in us a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit, Father, with us. In the mighty name of Jesus, we honor you, Lord. We glorify your name. Yes, on this day, the day that you have made, and we continue to rejoice and to be glad in it, as we are ready. We are ready to do what you have assigned us to do today. We are ready to fulfill, yes, what you have installed for us today. In the mighty name of Jesus, we glorify your name, Father. We praise your name in the name of Jesus, and we consider it done by the precious blood of Jesus. Yes, the battle is won in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We just thank God this morning, and we glorify his name for giving us another opportunity to come before him on this marvelous, beautiful day of the 18th of June, 2021. And we thank God for what he is doing with this body of Christ, this place right here, this platform he has provided for us at this hour of power, of prayer, praise, and deliverance, this circle of friends. Amen. Amen. So this morning, before we get the lines open and see what the Lord has and acknowledge who is here, I'm just going to go ahead and get into the word of God. And I have a few scriptures I would like to share with you. And if you will grab your notebook, a paper, and pen, and I am going to give you quite a number of scriptures. And the one I would like to start with is in the book of Hebrews. The Lord just ministered to me earlier this week, and I'm so excited. You know, the word of God is new every morning. It is new every morning. So while you are getting your piece of paper and a pen, I am going to encourage you. You know, let us thank God. I don't know about you, but a couple of days earlier this week, I had trouble with our phone lines. I don't know whether it's the technical part with the program or whatever it is. We need to be prayerful because the enemy, sometimes he wants to interfere with the resources we have so that we cannot spread the good news, so that we cannot reach where this word needs to be reached. So I want to encourage you in your prayer time, let's not forget to pray for this platform and for the leadership of this platform and for our Pastor Darlene Bandage, and, you know, for the provision. And as we are all aware, I want to encourage you, this is good soil. You know, you can sow your seed here and for the furtherance of the gospel. You know, we have to keep up with the technology. I mean, I'm not knowledgeable when it comes to that area, but we thank God that we have Pastor Darlene and the resources she used. And if it is time for us to upgrade, we need to upgrade. We do not want to be limited by finances or any resources. You know, the earth and the fullness thereof belongs to God, and they that dwell in it. So if we need God to provide, even with people, to come to be part of this platform, to be part of what we are doing here, people who are knowledgeable, who are technically knowledgeable, to help us so that we can further the gospel. And I'm a firm believer of that our God is not a God who takes us backwards, but he takes us forward, for we move from glory to glory, but we don't go backwards. We don't downgrade, but we always upgrade with God. You know, we do not depreciate, not with God. We don't depreciate, but we appreciate, we upgrade, we go up. So, sure, everybody has a piece of paper and pen now. Let us go to the word of God. Hebrews chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. And I am going to read from the Message Bible. We have heard and encouraged here for years and years. I can't even recall how many years I have been on this platform. Let's see. I know my youngest, she is 20, so I am assuming I've been here at least 17 years, if not more. So this platform is solid ground, and one thing I like about this platform, I don't know why I'm keeping on leaning. I think we really need to pray for this platform and that God has given us. I don't know why I'm keeping on coming back to you know, to this subject. But let me say this before I read. You know, at this platform, I do not have any day, maybe the day I was not plugged in, but I can count my hands when I'm not online. I have never heard anyone who is part of this, who participate here, talk stories about somebody else or gossip about somebody else. We are focused. We come, we pray, we encourage, we pray, we encourage each other. And that's all we do. That's what I desire and love about this platform. So let us continue praying about this so that we will not have any hiccups and when we refer people that they will find what they are looking for. And that's the Rhema word, the word of God. So we are always encouraged on the word of God. And Hebrews 2 verses 1 to 4. It is crucial that we keep a firm grip on what we have heard so that we don't drift off. If the old message delivered by the angels was valid and nobody got away with anything, do you think we can risk neglecting this latest message, this magnificent salvation? First of all, it was delivered in person by the Master, then accurately passed on to us by those who heard it from him. All the while God was validating it with gifts through the Holy Spirit, all sorts of signs and miracles as he saw fit. Amen. And the reason why I shared with you, I know it was personal when the Holy Spirit gave it to me, but I felt I need to share with the body of Christ. I need to share with you because we hear the word of God not only on this platform, because we all have our home churches where we go, where we get fed, where we pay our tithes, and we hear the word of God, and we get, you know, the preachers, the fivefold ministry, they minister the word of God. And what I took from this scripture is obedience, that it is crucial time that we keep hold, we keep grip on that which we have heard. We have heard good news. We have heard word of God, encouragement. And some of us, we have been taught how to pray and fast, you know, through different sources, through the word of God. And here Hebrews is reminding us that we do not want to drift off. We do not want to be distracted, but to stay focused and be obedient to this word. And that even God has raised people to validate this magnificent message of salvation, this magnificent message of deliverance, this message of healing and deliverance. I mean, it just intertwined with everything, families, marriages, relationships, whatever it is, this, the word of God fills and helps in all these areas. And he is reminding us that we do not want to let this message drift off or neglect and not do what the word of God has called us to do or instruct us to do. We need to be obedient. That's what I get from this message, that we need to be obedient to the word of God, and that God himself has validated this word, and he even has gone to an extent of giving us a gift of the Holy Spirit, who is our teacher, the Holy Spirit who is there to remind us of and teach us even the hidden things of God. And there are sorts of signs and wonders and miracles that we have seen, that we ourselves also have experienced in our personal lives. And we have heard the goodness of the Lord. So let us be obedient to the word of God. Amen. And I have few more scriptures I would like to share with you, because I still believe in our focus. When we started at the beginning of the year in January, It was to focus and be intentional and purposeful as we pray for our families and our family members. So I would like for us to have time to pray for our families and our family members. And we are believing, God, for the unbelievable in this year 2021. Those family members, for years and years and years, we have been praying for them. And they seem to be drifting away. They seem not to be getting it, come to the light. They seem to be drawn to the darkness. But we are believing, God, for the unbelievable this year, 2021, for our family members. That's our biggest focus on this year. We were encouraged and reminded that this year, 2021, we are going to be focusing on our family members. Not that we are going to neglect anything else. We are still going to do what we are supposed to do as intercessors, as prayer warriors, to stand on the gap and stand on the wall. And with one hand, we are building, and with the other, we are fighting. So that's what we do. But we are intentionally also going to pray for our families. So my first scripture is also, next scripture is Luke chapter 11, verses 9 and 10, where it says, "Ask and it shall be given to you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that seek received, and that the everyone that ask finds." I mean, everyone that ask receives, and everyone that seeks finds, and everyone who knock, it shall be opened for them. So this is what we are doing. I just want to encourage you that what we are doing, we are lining up with the word of God. We are asking to the God who gives, and we are seeking to where we find, because we know where our help is. We know where to find help. That is, we find help in God. Our help is in God. And we know that when we knock, He will open. So that's Luke chapter 11, verses 9 to 10. And Romans 8, 7. These are scriptures that are very familiar. We are aware of them. And we are just reminding ourselves. We are just cranking ourselves. It's like going to a station. You go to the gas station, you know, back in the day, and I know some gas stations are still doing it. When you come in, when you drive through or drive there, you have gas, you have oil, you have air, and some of them, they even have a vacuum machine that you can vacuum your car, and they have all these resources. They even have a car wash to get your car washed. In some places, they even build a certain area where you can actually get your car detailed. So we have come to this platform. We have come to God, which is our full service station where we get service. So I am just reminding you of these scriptures. So Romans 8, verses 26 and 27, where it says, "Likewise, the Spirit also helps our infirmities. We do not know how to pray, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought to. But the Spirit itself makes intercession for us with groaning which cannot be uttered. And he that stretched the heart knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God." Really run out of words. We do not know how to pray, but we thank God we have the Holy Spirit who helps us, who prays for us. And the Bible says when he prays, when he intercedes on our behalf, he will be groaning. This groaning, this utterance that cannot even be uttered. You cannot even understand it, but the Holy Spirit. So we surrender ourselves. We do all that we can. And after we are done, all we have to do is surrender, is stand, and let him pray on our behalf. So we need to allow the Holy Spirit to lead and guide us, and we to flow with the Spirit of God, and let him be the one who help us when we do not know what to do. There are times when storms of life, you know, you get on the crossroads, you want to make a decision, and you don't know what to do, whether to keep on going, or you need to turn to the left, or to turn to the right, or you need to make a U-turn and go back. You just don't know. But if we allow the Holy Spirit, if we get still and listen to that soft, gentle voice, he will teach us, he will lead us, he will guide us and say, this is the way, walk in it. For he, God, he orders our steps. Amen. I remain confident of this thing. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and take heart and wait for the Lord. So this is the confidence we have that we are going to see the goodness of the Lord in this land of the living, including to see our loved ones, our family members coming back to God, and those who haven't been with in the walk with God to start walking, to come and surrender their lives, to receive their salvation, to receive their deliverance in this land of the living. So we trust God and we wait, yes, for the Lord, and we are strong and we do not lose heart. We take heart and wait on the Lord. Amen. As Isaiah 40, verse 28 to 31, he reminds us and he said, do you not know? Have you not heard that the Lord, he is the everlasting God. He is the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary. This God, he is his understanding. No one can fathom. No one can understand this God. He is. He gives strength to the weary, increases the power to the weak. Even the youth, yes, they grow tired and weary. The young men stumble and fall. But those who wait, those who have their hope, who have their faith in the Lord, he will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not get weary. They will not get tired. They will walk and not faint. And God, he is the teacher. Teach us to wait. In Isaiah 59, verse 1, behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened, that it cannot save us, neither his ear heavy, that it cannot hear us. So our God, he is able, his hand is not shortened. He is an omnipresent God. It doesn't matter whether that cousin, that brother, that sister you are praying for, you are crying for, is in another. Our God is able. His hand can reach there. Even those who are in another country, I have family members who are way down there in Africa there, who are somewhere in another country. Our God's hand is not shortened. It can reach there. He is an omnipresent God. He is here. He is there. He is everywhere. And his ear is not heavy that it cannot hear us. He can hear. Our God is not a deaf God. He is a hearing God. So we are not going to give up. We're going to pray and pray and pray some more. We pray until we get results. We are not going to step down off the wall. We will build the wall with one hand, and we will hold the sword and fight with the other. That's what we do. We are intercessors. We are prayer warriors. We stand on the gap and intercede. And our God, he hears prayer. He answers prayer, and he is there for us. Amen, amen. And 1 John 5, verses 14 and 15, and it reminds us that this is the confidence that we have. As we pray, we have confidence. We have confidence in our God. And this is the kind of confidence that we have, that if we ask any according to his will, he hears us. We have to ask according to his will. And we know that it is his will that no man should perish, but that everyone will come to repentance and come to life and come to know Jesus as their Savior, because Jesus, he is the way, the truth, and the life. No one can go to the Father but through him. So that's the confidence we have, that when we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desire. So we desire for our family members to have breakthroughs on life, our family members to come to the light, not to walk in darkness. And we desire that, and that we are lining up with the will of God, with the desire of God, and we know he hears us. And Philippians 4:6 reminds us, be careful for nothing, but in everything. Yes, as we do this in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known unto God. Yes, God is a God who knows everything, and nothing is hidden from him. Nothing surprises him. But we still have to stand on the gap. We still have to make our needs known to him. Yes, everything by prayer and supplication, and also with thanksgiving. That's why we praise him. That's why we adore him. Yes. And he, as we make our request known unto our God hears and he answers prayer. Luke 1:37 reminds us that our God, for nothing is impossible with our God. For with God, nothing is impossible. Even Matthew 19:24, the B part says, with men, these things are impossible, but with God, all things are possible, including deliverance of our loved ones, including healing of our loved ones, including salvation of our loved ones. All things are possible with God. In Mark 11, verses 23 and 24, he says, truly I tell you, if anyone says to this mountain, go throw yourself into the sea, and does not doubt in their heart, but believes that what they say will happen, it will be done to them. Therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. So there is nothing impossible with God, but we need the faith. We need to believe. Let us believe what we are praying for. Not here in the morning, I pray for my uncle, I pray for my brother or my sister or my son or my daughter or whoever my loved one is. I pray this morning at 6 o'clock. By 10 o'clock, I'm having coffee with a friend and I talk negative about the same person I'm praying for. And that, he is so deep into it. I don't know, God has to show a miracle. We are already doubting. We are already retrieving our prayer. So we have to have the faith, and we have to believe and confess what we have prayed for. Not we pray for them, and then we speak negative about their failures again. But we have to believe. We need the faith. And Hebrews 11:6 reminds us that without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly, those who diligently seek him. Our God honors faith. And without faith, we cannot please him. So all this we do it in faith. Our prayers, we pray in faith. We believe God. And also on that same chapter,
of Hebrews, if you go from the beginning of Hebrews chapter 11, it says, now faith, now, not tomorrow, not yesterday. So we have to exercise our faith now. And faith is present, is today. And today is today. Every day you wake up is your today. And it's your now, it's your present. And Hebrews 11:1 says, now faith is a substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So we have to pray. All we do, all these scriptures I have given you and many more that you are aware of, those you know, they will not work unless we have the faith. We have to believe. We have to trust God in everything. Because he is worthy of our trust. He is trustworthy. So this year, as we pursue and pray for our family members, we need to have the faith that our God hears prayer. Our God answers prayer. He is a God who does the impossible things, things that are impossible with men, they are possible with our God. So this morning, the lines are open. Before we give you a chance to acknowledge and see who is here, who has a prayer request, who has a praise report, I want us to go before the Lord in faith and believe what we are praying and what we are asking for and intercede for our loved ones, that brother, that sister, that uncle, that niece, that mother, that son, that daughter, whoever it is you have been praying for and interceding for since the beginning of the year. And now we are going to shift gear. We are going to pray in faith and believe God and ask the Holy Spirit to help us, that when we walk away, we will not speak negative about that anymore, but we believe our prayers and we believe that God does the impossible. So let us go before the Lord. And you know whom you are praying for. And if you need to call them by name, you call their names up in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, Father God. I have called you, Almighty God, this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus, O King of Kings, the Lord of lords, I stand with my family, Father, with my children. I bring my children unto you, Lord. I intercede for them, Father. Yes, Lord, praise Abraham. We bless you, Lord. Oh, my God, we do praise you. I put them in your hands, Father. I decree and declare, yes, that your blessings are anointing to soothe them and locate them. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God, for removing my family from the GPS of the enemy, the GPS of the devil. I also pray, Father God, for my nephews, my children, 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 my dad, my dad, my children, my that the children who have been eyes of God,
will be blessed with you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, Lord, we thank you, not for everyone, but have a personal relationship with you, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray, Father God, that you fall before them, Father, and surround them, you fall me, Father, in your word. Yes, that all my children will be taught by you, Lord, and great is their peace. So I thank you, Father God, that you are my children's teacher. In the mighty name of Jesus, yes, you are their guidance. You are the one who holds their hand, the one who leads them. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God, that you give them peace, the peace that surpasses all understanding. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God, that you give them wisdom to make good decisions, Father, to give them favor, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, and whoever seeks the war for them, whoever seeks
God, I pray, Father God, that you expose those people, that they come to repent, that they may be people 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 to repent, that they may is a bad presence.
In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God, for creating a clean heart in my children's heart, Father, and renewing a right spirit in them, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, I decree and declare that my children will walk and speak after you, Lord. And they fear you, Father. They reverence you, Father. They obey your word, Father. For you order, Father, they accept. They obey all your commandments, Father. They obey your voice, because I know you are still I rebuke the voice of the Lord. They depend on you, Father God, because they know that you go before them, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, for you are a God who never leaves us nor forsake us. I thank you, Father God, that you never leave my children nor forsake them. I decree and declare, Father, that they go before you, Father, the King of Kings, yes, like David walking before you, Father, with integrity and heart, Father, with uprightness of heart. Spirit, but also financially and physically in good health. relationship, have good relationship, Father, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God. I honor you, Lord. Yes, and we consider it done by the precious blood of Jesus. And the battle is won. We seal this blessing. We seal this breakthrough with the blood of Jesus. And it's considered it done in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, we thank God and we believe. We believe, we have faith that God has heard our prayers and that he has already distributed the ministering angels to minister and administer to what our needs. Because our God cares for everything and anything that concerns us. He cares for it, including whatever it is, as little as you think it is, but God cares for it. He's concerned about our concerns in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So the lines are open. If you have a testimony, a word of encouragement, a word, a prayer request, now is the time. As we are at the top of the hour, we're just going to make it short so that we can reach everyone. Amen. The lines are open.
Amen. Good morning. First of all, say we thank God for your prayers for our traveling mercy. You're on the way home now. And the Stevens family, thank you. Thank you. Your husband's doing better. He's still in the condition. He says, still need more help, but he's recovering. So we thank you for your prayers. Keep us in prayer. Thank you.
Amen. What was the name of that family? I didn't quite hear it.
The Smalls family. Stephen Smalls. Okay. Smalls family.
Okay.
Good morning. This Alice Marie. I want to add Asia on the prayer list. She's trying to get, been waiting for a long time to get a better job. And I want to add Gianni, who feels that he's dumb. He's 5 years old and told his teacher he's dumb, that God touched his mind, that he can learn what he can keep up and make good grades. That was Gianni at 5 years old. And we're going to pray for Josh for his drunkenness and his personality, and Isaiah for his behavior. He a bad, disrespectful. And also Nerance and Larry. Larry lost his daddy.
Is there any other?
Yes. Good morning. This is Mary here, and I would just like to give a praise report. And yesterday, I requested some prayer for my sister. We are continuing to pray for her for her healing, but she needed some help in her rent being past due, and someone blessed her and paid her past due amount. I thank God for this prayer line. It is very valuable to each of us, and definitely to me, as we join in one another and pray for one another and pray for the needs that we have. And I'm just so grateful. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for the agreement. Thank you for being on one accord this when we pray. Amen.
Could I just ask those who are having conversations in the background while we're having this prayer, can you please mute the line so that we won't be interrupted with the conversation in the background? Thank you.
Good morning. This is Sister Stella. I just want to say good morning and happy Father's Day to the young men that are always here on the line. And as far as family, you know, I just want Lord, you know, help me put my feet down on and realize that he has the will. And as far as my family, especially my young daughter, she's 28, but I just ask God to just take over Diamond and for me to continually stay out the way and so that I can move on and continue on praising and thanking him. And happy Father's Day again.
Amen.
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 Apostle, can I read pray that they can get my telephone straight. I can't get into the email. I can't get the applications for the job. I need that to be straight now. Thank you.
Amen.
there any other?
Good morning. This is Teresa. Just want to thank everybody for their continuous prayers for my new position. I thank God for my father who passed away last year, but I'm just thanking God that he's in the presence of my Heavenly Father right now. And I just want to encourage everybody and thank everybody for their prayers. Thank you.
Say any other? Praise God. We are at the top of the hour, and we have had all these prayer requests, and we know that our God hears prayer, and, you know, we just got another praise report from Sister Mary. So our God is a miracle-working God. He is a prayer-answering God. So we are going to, I am going to put this time in Pastor Darlene's hand. And but before I do that, I would like for us to, you know, bring this prayer request just for a few minutes before the Lord and pray for this request together. And the next voice you will hear will be Pastor Darlene. But before I leave, I would like to wish all the fathers Happy Father's Day this weekend. And, you know, if your father is alive or your spiritual father or whoever you call father right now, you know, extend your love. Tell them you love them and, you know, say a word or a prayer for them. So happy Father's Day to all the fathers, and you all have a blessed and a great weekend. And I do believe that this weekend is going to be better for you than the previous weekend, in Jesus' name. So let us go before the Lord in prayer, and then Pastor Darlene will dismiss us in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you. We honor you. We glorify your name. I pray, Father God, for your servant, First Apostle Holy Father, and Sister Gwendolyn, Lord, as they are traveling, going back home. I release your traveling message that you go before them, you go around them and over them, that no harm or danger will befall them if they are on the road, in the mighty name of Jesus. And I pray, Father God, that you strengthen their bodies as they drive, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, that they will arrive home safely, Lord. And I pray, Father God, for the need of a job. I just pray, Father God, that you provide all the resources, Father, that you connect them with the right people, Father God, whether you need to go online and use a computer to send the resumes to communicate. I know, Father God, that there is a job out there for him, and I pray, Father God, let that job locate him, Lord. Let him and the job get connected right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray, Father God, for Sister Alice Mary, for his family, Lord, for Asia, who is the job, in the name of Jesus, for the little boy. Janichi is the 5-year-old father who already is speaking negative toward himself, and I know he heard it from somewhere. Somebody said something to him, and now he is beginning to believe it. So I just request any negativity that has been spoken over this young boy, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we repent it, Father, and speak a blessing over him, Father, that he is smart. He is wise, he is anointed, he is handsome, he is good boy, he is loved, in the
mighty name of Jesus. Oh, I repent, Father God. There are so many young people, not only the little boys, but also little girls, that people have spoken negative towards them. So this morning, Father God, by the authority and the power we get through the blood of Jesus, we resist any negativity that has been spoken over our children and our grandchildren. It doesn't matter who said it, whether it's a parent, whether it's a grandparent, whether it's a neighbor, whether it's a teacher or a friend, whoever has said negative to these young children, we reverse it right now and we speak a blessing over them. In the mighty name of Jesus, and I pray, Father God, for those who are having trouble with behavior, with obedience, I rebuke your spirit of disobedience. In the mighty name of Jesus, you have no room in this young people's life. In the mighty name of Jesus, that I release the spirit of obedience. In the name of Jesus, that the behavior well, whether at home, whether with friends or at school. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God. I honor you. We praise you, Lord, for hearing our prayers, for Sister Mary's sister, for paying her rent. And I thank you, Father God, that you continue to touch her body in the mighty name of Jesus. And I thank you, Father God, for you who has begun a good thing. You will complete it in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father God, for those who are feeling not so well this Father's Day, remembering their fathers who are not here, but they have to remember that you are their father, Father. You are the father of the fatherless, and you calm them, Father, and minister to them and give them joy and wipe their tears in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Sister Darlene.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for everything that has been done this morning. Thank you, Pastor Scholastic, for all the various scriptures, and we will continue to trust in the Lord and keep our family members in prayer as we are believing for their salvation, and we will be obedient to the word of God. And we shall continue to be strong in the Lord and the power of his might, and have faith to believe that what we pray for shall come to pass. And I do extend a Father's Day greeting to each and every father. Those who have fathers, as Pastor Scholastic has said, honor them. Tell them that you love them, because at some point, we don't know when they will be gone from the earth. So we thank God for all the prayers this morning and the love that we are sharing with each other. We love each other enough to come and pray and to just be in agreement with the word of God. So I'll make my declarations this morning, because I want to decree, first of all, that every sister and brother in Christ will not be affected negatively by wicked words. So every evil and wicked word that has been spoken against us is rejected. We reject it right now in the name of Jesus, and it shall not come to pass. We send it back to the sender, and every ditch that somebody has dug, every hole somebody has dug for us, they will fall into it themselves, and we will not be harmed in Jesus' name. I thank God for the angels that protect us as we go from one destination to the next. I decree no accidents or incidences as we travel. In the name of Jesus, I decree this morning that souls are being saved by the prayers of the righteous, and we are anointed by God to do his work. I decree we are blessed and highly favored by God and by man. And though we may walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we will fear no evil, because the Lord is with us. We will continue to seek the face of God. And I decree this morning that we are continuously humbled before him as we pray in Jesus' name. So I decree this morning that we will continue to rejoice in the Lord, because the Lord God is our strength, and he is making, yes, he's making our feet like tiny feet, and we will be in a sure place as he makes us to walk upon those high places. As we go, let's remember we are workers together with the Lord. Amen. I love each and every one of you, and I thank you for loving me back. Have an awesome weekend. Enjoy your family. If you get together with your family to celebrate the Father, and if you don't, just enjoy your weekend and go forth in the Lord. Keep your eyes on the prize, which is the high calling of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and every one who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there who has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you will repeat after me, Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love, so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, and love offering anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. The address is 2473 Wood Valley Drive. The street is WOOD. Second word is VALLEY. That's 2473 Wood Valley Drive in the city of East Point, Georgia. Zip code 30344. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log into blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961 pound. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous section, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life, and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord will continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.